They finally got her. The left got her and they had to beat her. They had to beat her to get her to quasi-endorse Kamala Harris, but they finally did beat her. Left beats women. This happens. No, they do. It's the new thing. Like, if you're a woman who's not with them, you get the beat down. Perfect example. Riley Gaines, the swimmer, was beaten up by a man in a skirt. Police refused to arrest him, even though he did it on video when she spoke at a school in California. This is a new normal. You're a woman, you get beaten. We've never seen this before. Caitlin Clark has been beaten and beaten and beat. Physically thrown to the floor, hit, smacked, punched, her hair pulled. Because players know they can do it in the WNBA. Makes regular headlines. It's such a problem. Her coach had to have a press conference about it, demanding that the referees, the woke referees in the WNBA, start calling these fouls. I mean, it was blatant. You could walk up to her and shove her to the floor, and the ref would pretend not to see it. Why are they beating Caitlin Clark? Why did they beat her? Well, her fellow WNBA players explained it. I read it and was jaw-dropping. All she had to do was come out and make a woke statement of compliance. I am woke. I support LGBT rights, would have been fine. I'm a Democrat. I hate Trump. Something. She wouldn't give it to him. And so the beatings continued. And continued and continued. Had this in the stack Monday. This is where she was this weekend. Caitlin Clark struggles to control emotions after taking hits but not getting fouls called. Which was during the Indiana Fever's 99-88 loss to Minnesota, where it's literally costing this team games because she doesn't get to go to the free throw line. She's very good at free throws. You get the free throw after the foul. Well, if you're not woke, there's no foul. It's a well-deserved beating. After the game, Fox News reported at the beginning of the week, Clark referred to instances in which she was hit by opposing players, but the refs didn't blow the whistle. Folks, they beat her, okay? This isn't a bum party, what we're used to. They literally get to hit her. She was in tears over the weekend. And I thought to myself, and I should have predicted this Monday, she's going to break. She's going to, but she can't take the beatings anymore. And she broke. She broke. Here's Clay Travis, host, Outkick host, talking about what Caitlin Clark's problem is.
All I will say is I told you this was coming. Caitlin Clark is white and straight in a league that is primarily minority and lesbian. I told you that this was going to be an issue, and lots of people tried to pretend that it wasn't going to be an issue.
She broke. Before she'd refused to take any political stand, wanted to be known for her playing, she did what Brittany Mahomes did. She liked the Taylor Swift endorsement on Instagram of Kamala Harris. She just clicked it. And now she's major news. She is the coolest thing. I wonder if they're going to get to beat her anymore now that she's given them what she wanted. You think the beatings will continue with the refs looking the other way? Or does she get to actually have fouls called on her when the other players beat her? What do you think will happen? 71307.